Now that it's officially October, pumpkin spice is everywhere, more than ever.
I'm confused here. I thought pumpkin spice was just something that we eat. It's something that we ingest. But now I'm hearing that pumpkin spice is on stuff that I never even heard of.
Oh, yes, exactly what's happening. So it's time for Good Idea, Bad Idea, the Pumpkin Spice Edition. These are all new items that are available in pumpkin spice. I did a little research and I found out, Raven, that we became obsessed with pumpkin spice like back in 2014. That means for 8 years, we've just been talking about pumpkin spice and we thought it was going to go away and it looks like it's never going to go away.
I feel like some people are overwhelmed by it. Mm-hmm. They're bothered by it. They would like it to go away, at least pull back anyway. It seems like they're springing forward at this point.
All right. Good idea, bad idea. First thing.
We're talking about pumpkin spice scented trash bags. Hefty is putting these on sale starting Friday. The garbage bags, according to a spokesperson, are, quote, a truly unexpected and delightful fall offering.
I mean, why? Why? I hear they're sold out all over the place. I mean, obviously I'm alone. There are people out there that love this, but it seems very confusing to me.
Well, here's the only thing I can think is that I will say that I buy the pumpkin spice candles. I like the way it makes my house smell, you know?
Okay.
So I could understand that this is kind of like having the pumpkin spice candle, except your garbage goes in it.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like you haven't showered in 3-4 days and you're like, let me throw some deodorant and a little bit of cologne on, and you think that that makes you smell clean. It's not really the exact same thing.
Well, funny thing, you should bring up deodorant. Good idea, bad idea.
Come on.
What you're looking at is pumpkin spice latte scented deodorant.
What?
It's
saying no immediately.
You know the company Native, the one that Justin Bieber created with the all natural deodorant?
Right.
They're the ones that make the pumpkin spice. But it's not just pumpkin spice. It's pumpkin spice latte, which I'm not sure what the difference is.
Right.
Except maybe one smells a little more like a coffee than regular pumpkin spice.
Do you think Hailey Bieber has got her nose in Justin Bieber's pit when he's got this stuff on? I'm thinking that's a no.
No, I think, yeah. I think in general, women love the way their man smells. So I feel like she probably caught up to him and be like, oh, are you wearing the pumpkin spice Native deodorant? Oh, it smells good. I don't want to smell like pumpkin. Like, I don't want my armpits to smell like pumpkin spice.
No.
I don't want pumpkin spice lotion either. Like, I don't want to put it on me. I just want to smell it in my general vicinity.
Here's the thing. If you like a pumpkin spice coffee or something like that, do you really want to, you know, have the same smell correlation as with your armpits? I wouldn't think so.
Probably not.
That'd be me.
Okay.
I don't want to put my mouth in there.
And the other last one. Good idea, bad idea. Milk bone dipped pumpkin spice biscuits, dog treats.
You know, so here's the thing. I mean, until my dog learns to speak English, I don't really know. I mean, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe it's not. Here's what I can tell you. Without fail, one of my dogs will eat absolutely everything.
Yeah.
And the other one will just, you know, sit on his until the other brother freaks out about it because he just enjoys watching the other dog suffer.
They even have small pepperoni flavored treat bags.
Mm.
They have so many 5-star reviews. So here's a couple of the reviews. I love how these treats allow me to include my dog in family Halloween fun. When we take the kids trick-or-treating, my dog can feel included. Okay.
I mean, if you just take the dog for a walk, he's included regardless.
No, they have their own treats that go in their own bag that hangs around their neck. We not only feed them to our fur babies, but we're now able to share them with our neighbors and their fur babies when the dogs are out trick-or-treating. What neighborhood are all these dogs trick-or-treating? Because I'm not going to lie, I want to go to that neighborhood.
It sounds like a wonderful place.
Yeah.